This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. One of the biggest challenges with the food system is how many factors are completely outside of the control of our farmers and ranchers. In the past year, we've seen areas of drought, flooding, extreme heat, and other curveballs from Mother Nature. That's one reason that people like AgriPlay President Dan Houston are investing in indoor farming.
Farming and traditional agriculture, one of the problems is you could be a seventh generation farmer with the best understanding of how to grow crops, with every possible nuance to how to make sure that you're getting the right yield and the rest of it, but you're still like 90% of what's going to happen is completely, what's the climate going to do? How much rain are you going to get? What's the wind and the conditions? How much sun are you going to get? Like, none of that is in their control. And so to have a necessary resource like food, when there are technical solutions dependent on environmental factors that you can't control, was always, I mean, from an outsider looking in, kind of crazy. So the logical solution is indoor farming, right? Or vertical farming, stacking inside where you've got a controlled environment.
Houston's company AgriPlay is preparing to install a first-of-its-kind vertical farm in the Calgary Tower in downtown Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.